We wanted the third case of the morning, which is Kibi and L.A. versus Gonzalez.
Good morning. My name is Stanley Horn, and we represent the appellants in this case, Mr. Kibi and his wife, Ayala. This case comes with regard to a motion to reconsider. And that motion was entitled to be considered properly. The motion, according to the board's decision, was filed one day late, and I'll get into that later. But even if it was filed one day late, the board went on to rule on the merits of that motion. And on the basis that they ruled on the merits of the motion, this court can also rule on the merits of the motion. Now, the motion itself rests upon the decision of this court in Nyam versus Ashcroft, 354 Federal 3rd, 652, which was rendered by this court before the motion was filed. And our motion was based considerably on this court's decision. What the board failed to do was to review the motion when they decided to review the merits of the case and the judge's decision in light of Nyam's decision, which was now the law of the circuit. The board failed to do this. The board decision in reviewing the merits of the motion merely said there's no error of fact or law. And this is clearly erroneous. The board's decision should have considered the rule of law as set forth in Nyam.
But you're arguing this, I mean, this gets back to the same point we were just discussing, as though we're looking at the underlying decision. And, of course, we're not. We're looking, even if you're right, as you may be, in terms of the timeliness, this is a motion for reconsideration, not a motion, not an appeal from the original decision.
That's correct.
And so we have a different standard of review available to us.
That's correct. But what happened was...
And one that's even more deferential than the usual standard of review.
That's all correct. But what happened was when we filed... The motion to reconsider was based on a decision of this court which was rendered subsequent to the IJ's initial decision. The initial decision of the IJ was based in part on the fact that he may have been persecuted. He did not... He was not at the level where someone would be considered because he was not a high enough official of the organization to be considered in the group. Now, what Nyam said was that that's not correct.
But, you know, we've made this point in other contexts, frequently in criminal cases. Had he petitioned the board even before this court wound up issuing the Nyam decision, the board would have done what it was going to do, and the way would have been available to have taken a petition for review to this court, which perhaps might have decided, I presume would have decided, in a manner consistently with Nyam, however it came out with his case. I mean, it doesn't really change the fact that he lost the opportunity to get that direct review.
Well, he had made appeal to the board.
But not to hear.
Not to hear, because at the time the law was unclear as to whether or not he fell within the group.
But why is that an excuse? I mean, it may sound harsh, but the fact is a lot of people are faced with even precedents that look quite unfavorable, but unless you file a petition for review and try your luck, you're not going to know.
Well, that... But the question,
under your view, you know, you just kind of sit around and wait until the courts of appeals come up with decisions that are nice and then come back with a motion to reconsider and carry on.
Well, at the time, to make an appeal to this court, the lawyer believed that it was foolish and that it wouldn't accomplish anything. And no one wants to take a frivolous appeal and tie up this court.
I understand.
You know? So we've got to wait and see what the law is. And if the law is ultimately in favor of us, then we can come back and say, well, we've got a basis for a motion. To file a frivolous appeal ties up this court and ties up our time and everybody's time with no no possibility of favorable
Counsel,
result.
You're undercutting your argument that the Nyam case is favorable to you and entitles you to relief.
Well, the Nyam case...
By saying that your appeal before Nyam would have been frivolous.
The law was unsettled in this circuit about whether or not he was entitled to asylum based on the judge's decision.
And why is an appeal in the face of unsettled law a frivolous appeal?
Well,
Isn't that exactly when you do appeal?
Well, first of all, I wasn't the one who handled the BIA
you
decision.
In the generic, okay.
Right,
no.
So I would assume that counsel felt at the time that to take an appeal would not be the right thing to do. Once the Nyam decision came down and it was clear that he fell within that group under the Nyam case, then there was a basis to file a motion to reconsider. He then went to the board and said, listen, the law is now in this circuit that he falls within the group and that you should consider it. The board never did that. The board merely said there's no error in law or in fact, which is incorrect because the board never considered whether these facts in this case fell under Nyam as set forth in the motion to reconsider. That's what they should have done. What they should have done is said, yes, under the law in the circuit, in the Seventh Circuit now, is that he falls within the group and we want to remand it back to the IJ to determine whether or not at that time he would be entitled to relief. That failure, that mere boilerplate decision of the board, which this court has seen hundreds of times, merely said is wrong. It's erroneous. And that they should have taken the time, made the effort, to say Nyam applies, Nyam doesn't apply. Then we would be in a whole different situation. They didn't do either. They merely said there's no error in law or fact. No one knows whether or not they ever even thought of looking at this court's decision in Nyam. No one ever. You can't tell from the BIA's decision what they were thinking when they denied the motion to reconsider. And if we can't tell, we have to come here to get some clarification of what the law is and what the BIA should have done. And they failed to do it. The respondent was found credible in the IJ's decision. So the issue is whether or not he falls within the group protected or covered by Nyam. And prior to that decision, we couldn't tell. Now, with that decision, we can tell. He may clearly fall within that group. And the board should have recognized that this law in this circuit says that he now falls within that group and either made the decision or taken it and remanded it back to the judge to find out whether or not he actually does fall within that group and is entitled to relief under asylum. The board didn't either. The board, after reviewing the facts set forth in the motion, should have, under Nyam, made an affirmative statement saying the case applies or the case doesn't apply. There was an error in the law because they never looked at the decisions of this circuit to determine whether or not the motion should be granted. And that's where they went wrong. Failure to remand the decision on the basis of the motion to reopen in light of Nyam was erroneous and an abuse of discretion. Before Nyam, we would not have filed a motion to reconsider. There was no basis for it. After Nyam, there was clearly a basis. When they adopted the IJ's decision, there was no law. The second decision, they should have given way to this court's decision on Nyam, and they failed to do that. There was no showing that the board ever did that. Namely, that the government is pursuing all members of the OLF in Ethiopia, that the petitioner is a member of OLF, and that therefore he is entitled to asylum relief.
Okay, you're going to see the rest of time for your rebuttal? Mr. Marsteller?
May it it please the court, Eric Marsteller for the United States Attorney General. This is an immigration case involving a native and citizen of Ethiopia who was found removable and ineligible for relief. He appealed to the Board of Immigration Appeals, and the board affirmed that decision without opinion.
No, that... I guess on the premise that the government wants everybody to be removed from the United States, you should be very glad that this man did not take an appeal, did not file a petition for review from that decision of the board, because it seems that the IJ thinks that you can deny asylum on the premise that the Ethiopian government was free to arrest, detain, mistreat anybody it wanted to who was a member of OLF, which is really a staggering proposition. That question, of course, is not before us because he didn't file that petition for review. But I hope that's not what the IJs think.
I can't speak for the IJs, Your Honor, but that is correct that that issue is not before the court today. The issue before the court today is whether or not the denial of the motion to reconsider, which the board found both untimely and that there was no error of law or fact, whether that decision was an abuse of discretion.
Now, on the timeliness consideration, it seems that this is just patently wrong. You didn't mention, but we found the express mail label in the record, which shows that it was received by the board on the 19th, exactly when it should have been. I mean, no email. We don't have to look at emails or anything. It's the actual mail certificate's in there. Now, the board did rule in the alternative, so we don't have to worry too much about the timeliness.
Well, the issue, though, one issue for the court's consideration, I'm not sure where in the record you're referring to, but the board did issue a notice of its receipt of the appeal on April 22nd, which is on page 13 of the
I know it, but I'm saying the express mail certificate shows 4:19, 11:52 in the morning, and a signature by the recipient at the Board of Immigration Appeals.
Which page of the record is that, Your Honor?
It's just in the administrative record. It's not on a page of anybody's brief. Let's see, Appendix A1, maybe? Anyhow, so I think it'd be better to focus on the merits rather than the timing.
I will say quickly, Your Honor, generally, I'm not exactly sure. I don't think my record has any appendix lettered pages. So generally it's the numbered pages that are considered part of the record. But as you suggest, I'll focus on the board's finding that there was no error of law or fact. Before the court today, the petitioner, before the Board of Immigration Appeals in the motion to reconsider, Mr. Kebe argues that the board should have reconsidered its earlier decision in light of this court's decision in Nyam, which was issued 2 months prior to the board's initial decision. Mr. Kebe never brought the court's decision in Nyam specifically to the board's attention, either through a motion to supplement or any other way before the board issued its decision. Instead, he filed a motion to reconsider, suggesting that Nyam was controlling in his case. The immigration judge, found that there was no persecution and that the two detentions were not necessarily based on petitioner's political opinion, but rather they were a legitimate effort by the government to try to maintain control of an organization whose stated intent was the violent overthrow of the government. Or if not that, the government was trying to enforce a restriction placed on Mr. Kebe after his October 1998 release that he later violated. And the board, in making that ruling, cited board's decision in matter of RO, which states the general efforts to learn about, in this case, the OLF activities. In that case, it was a guerrilla organization. General efforts by the government to learn about the activities of an organization whose intent is to overthrow the government are legitimate and is not persecutory.
So if Hitler had been requiring the Jews to report once a week on everything that was going on, that's not persecutory?
Well, that's not this case, Your Honor, but and secondly, I don't believe the Jewish people were attempting the violent overthrow of Germany. And
suppose they had been. Suppose they wanted Hitler to be overthrown and have democracy restored to Germany as it had been in place before.
Well, I think that goes to show why such deference is needed to be given to the Board of Immigration Appeals in this case, because these decisions do touch on foreign affairs and the interests of the United States internationally, and they are tough decisions, and that's why one reason why the Executive Department and the Board of Immigration Appeals should be given some more deference than they might in other cases. If that were the case, it's not this case, so I can't really get into exactly what the appropriate thing would do. It's just that's something that the government would need to take into consideration. But again, that's not this case. This case is about an opposition organization who wants to overthrow the government. There are other opposition organizations in Ethiopia that are permitted and allowed that do not want to overthrow the government. This is an exception.
So it doesn't make any difference which government. So somebody who had wanted prior to the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan to overthrow the Taliban, who was mistreated by them, would have been legitimately sent back to Afghanistan?
Well, again, the foreign affairs comes into that decision, and I think the board would consider that in making a decision. One other thing. In Ahmed, this court stated that the board is not required to grant a motion to reconsider. To quote the board, this court said that it is not required to grant a motion for reconsideration, the board is not required to grant a motion for reconsideration that merely rehashes previously rejected arguments or argues matters that could have been heard during the pendency of the previous motion. In this case, the NIAM argument could have been heard by the board prior to its denial of prior to its initial denial of the appeal from the immigration judge's decision. The NIAM decision was issued 2 months prior to the board's decision, and Mr. Kebe had the opportunity to present that to the board for it to consider before issuing its decision. Because the board did not abuse its discretion in denying the motion to reconsider, the petition for review should be denied. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Horn, do you have anything to add?
Although the timeliness issue is not a factor, I just want to mention what happened. The motion was filed on the 19th. Nobody at the board would accept it. It came late in the day, so they turned the messenger away, and they sent, bring it back the next day. That's why the issue of timeliness arose, not because it wasn't done properly, but because of the board's inability to accept the application. The government mentions the NIAM decision in page 11 and 12 of their brief, but never talks about its effect on this decision, on this case. Not once did it ever rebut the effect that NIAM would have on this case and the membership that the petitioner has in OLF. If there are no other questions.
Thanks very much. This case will be taken under advisement.